一开始跟同学们介绍，原来其中一间古根汉美术馆就是由所罗门古根汉的侄女 Peggy Guggenheim 所建立的。
Our first word power word today is niece. If you are a girl, you'd be a niece to your aunts and uncles. Likewise, your brother or sister's daughter is your niece. On the other hand, if you are a boy, you'd be a nephew to your aunts and uncles. So remember, nieces refers to girls and nephews refers to boys.
我们兄弟姐妹的小孩，中文呢，我们会叫他们是侄女和侄子。那英文就是 niece 是侄女的意思哦。那侄子怎么说呢？没错，就是 nephew，N-E-P-H-E-W。男女不同，同学们要特别注意哦。
Here is an example sentence. My brother's daughter is so cute. She's my favorite niece. My brother's daughter is so cute. She's my favorite niece.
例句提到呢，我哥哥的女儿很可爱，她是我最喜欢的侄女。
And then our article says, she worked in a bookstore in New York and met many artists.
文章接着说呢，所罗门古根汉的侄女过去在纽约的书店工作，而且见到了许多艺术家。
Later, she opened a gallery of modern art in London. An art gallery is a room or building for showing works of art, especially to the public. It also refers to a small private shop or store where you can see and buy works of art.
之后呢，她在伦敦开了一家当代艺廊 ,Gallery, G-A-L-L-E-R-Y, 是艺廊、画廊的意思。Gallery 除了当作展示艺术品的地方之外呢，也可以当作让人们购买艺术品的店家哟。
Then her article says, but she always dreamed of opening her own museum. So to dream of something means to imagine or wish for something to happen.
但是呢，她一直梦想着开一间属于自己的美术馆。梦想 ,dream, D-R-E-A-M, 在文章当中是一个动词。To dream of doing something 就是梦想做某事的意思。But Angeline, can you tell us the difference between a gallery and a museum?
Of course I can.
I think a museum is bigger, right?
That's sort of true. Mm-hmm. You might like, well, the difference between them is, although they both are places you can go and experience art, an art gallery is actually like a shop because it sells the art it exhibits.
Oh.
And then in a museum, you go there to view the art, and you can't really buy art there. Yeah.
I see.原来呢，去 gallery 你可以观赏，还有购买艺术品。不过如果你去的是 museum， 那就是纯观赏而已了。
Our article says during World War II, the Nazis destroyed a lot of art in Europe. Nazis refers to the members of the National Socialist Party, which controlled Germany from 1933 to 1945.
文章接着说到呢，在第二次世界大战期间，德国的纳粹党损毁了欧洲的许多艺术品。
The word destroy is a verb, and it means to damage something so badly that it no longer exists or works. For example, the house was destroyed by the fire, so they had nowhere to live.
Destroy, D-E-S-T-R-O-Y, 这个字相信同学们并不陌生，是损毁、毁坏的意思。被损毁之后的东西通常都不复使用了。例如房子被毁了 ,the house was destroyed, 所以呢，他们没有地方居住。
Our article says, however, Peggy used her family's money to buy as much as she could.
虽然呢，艺术品大多都被纳粹党给毁了，但是 Peggy 用她的家产尽可能的把艺术品给买了下来。
She was able to save many important works by artists like Pablo Picasso and Salvador Dali.
所以文章这边说到呢 ,Peggy 得以拯救了许多像是毕卡索和达利等艺术家的重要作品。
To save something means to keep something safe from death.Harm or loss. Here's an example sentence. Donald climbed up the tree to save the cat. Donald climbed up the tree to save the cat.
Save 是拯救的意思。Save somebody 拯救某人。例句当中说到 Donald 爬上树去拯救猫咪。那 save money 是什么意思呢？没错，就是省钱啦。
Picasso used cubism in his work. So cubism is a style of art in which objects and people are represented as geometric shapes.
Mm-hmm.
Dali, like Chagall and Mori, used surrealism in his artwork, too.
Oh, 文章当中提到的两位艺术家，毕卡索是立体派的画家，达利呢则是 surrealism 超现实派画家，跟我们上次课程当中所提到的夏卡尔是同一个流派哦。
And then our article says, later in New York, she discovered the American artist Jackson Pollock. To discover someone means to be the first person to realize that somebody is very good at singing or acting, etc. And they help them to become successful and famous.
接下来在纽约呢 ,Peggy 发掘了美国的艺术家波洛克。文章当中 ,discover 是发掘某人的意思。Discover somebody 是发现某人在某方面有天分。
Here's an example sentence.Justin Bieber became famous after he was discovered on YouTube. Justin Bieber became famous after he was discovered on YouTube.
例句里头说呢 ,Justin Bieber, 小贾斯汀在 YouTube 上面被发掘之后变得出名。例句里用的呢是一个被动态 ,was discovered. What's Pollock good at, Angeline?
Jackson Pollock is famous for drip painting. It's a form of abstract art in which paint is dripped or poured onto the canvas. So the canvas is the material that artists paint on.
原来 Pollock 是以 drip painting 滴画法出名的。什么是滴画法呢？它是一种抽象艺术，将颜料 drip 滴在或者是洒在帆布上面。这么有才的 Pollock, Patty 一定有好好栽培他，对不对？
And then an article said she supported him and made him famous.
Peggy 支持 Pollock, 并且呢使他变得成名。
You're probably familiar with this word support. When we support someone, we help or encourage or agree with that person.
Mm-hmm.
If you support something, it means you help or encourage something to be successful by giving it money. For example, if you give money to charity, you support that charity. Similarly, if we support somebody or even you, if you support yourself, mm-hmm. it means you provide everything necessary, especially money, so that somebody or something can live or exist.
Support 是支持的意思，除了心理上或行动上的支持，还有刚刚 Angeline 老师提到的物质以及金钱上的支持也叫做 support 哦。
Here is an example sentence for the word support. Ken worked as a waiter to support himself through college. Ken worked as a waiter to support himself through college.
例句提到呢 ,Ken 当服务生来支持自己大学的生活。这边的 support 指的就是借工作来获得生活上所需物质的支持。So how did she support him?
Peggy supported Pollock by giving him a monthly allowance and actively promoted and sold his painting.
Peggy 当时呢会每个月给 Pollock 零用钱 allowance, 并且积极地推广他的画作。
Finally, Peggy moved to Venice, Italy, and opened her dream museum, the Peggy Guggenheim Collection.
文章最后说到呢 ,Peggy 最后搬到了意大利的威尼斯 ,Venice, 并开了她梦想当中的美术馆 ,the Peggy Guggenheim Collection.
The first exhibition of Jackson Pollock was in this museum, the Peggy Guggenheim Collection. Mm-hmm. She also continued to collect and support other artists.
原来 Pollock 的第一个展览就是在 Peggy 的美术馆举行的。Peggy 之后呢，还是继续收集以及支持其他的艺术家。
That's all we have for today's article. Now let's go to our wrap-up.So like her uncle Solomon, Peggy Guggenheim was a lover of art. She spent most of her life collecting art. Actually, in fact, she saved a lot of art.
Mm-hmm.
She used to say that she felt her purpose in this world was to protect the art of her time.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, previously in our article, we were talking aboutWorld War II, mm-hmm. right? And how the Nazis destroyed all of the art.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because Hitler, he hated art.Modern art. He hated the abstract paintings and all that. All he appreciated was classical art.
Oh, 原来刚刚文章当中提到 the Nazi destroyed 所有的这个艺术品是因为希特勒讨厌 modern art、mm-hmm. 现代艺术
Yeah.
所以他就没收了所有的艺术品然后准备要毁损他们 So Peggy 这个人呢她很喜欢收藏艺术品而且她也知道自己一生要致力于保护艺术品所以她就买下了这一些东西
Exactly, so Peggy and Solomon they were both they came from very wealthy families、
mm-hmm.
and they were very rich and they spent a lot of their time collecting art but actually they're one of the most important things that we should take from this is that they actually protected and,、mm-hmm. and preserved a lot of the art. If it weren't for them, maybe we wouldn't even be able to see this art because the Nazi、party, they would confiscate all the art. And、mm-hmm. if Peggy didn't save it,that means we wouldn't be able to see it because they would have burned it or something.、
Yeah.
I heard that、there was an exhibition,、
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Do you remember that? So there was an exhibition and it was called Defamed Art?
Degenerated.
Oh, degenerated art, yeah. And that was used to humiliate the artists during、mm-hmm. that time. Yeah, so that was pretty an interesting story, right?、
Mm-hmm. And I think we are running out of time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. So、we'll see you guys next time because we still have day 3 of our article.
See you.
Bye.
Luke was tickled pink to get an A+ on the test.
Luke was tickled pink to get an A+ on the test.
Hello, this is Celine. 有时候被逗得很开心，是不是笑得脸都红了？这种很开心的状况我们要怎么说呢？我们一起来看看今天小聚会哦。Luke was tickled pink to get an A+ on the test.Luke was tickled pink to get an A+ on the test. 意思呢就是 Luke 很开心考试成绩得到 A+。各位 A+ 读者啊一定知道 A+,A+ 代表的就是最高分。就像我们在台湾考100分这么厉害。所以呢 ,Luke 很开心 ,Luke was tickled pink。Tickle 呢是个动词，原本的意思呢就是搔痒。例如有人不停对你搔痒，你就可以跟他说 ,Stop tickling me!Stop tickling me! 这边的意思呢当然不是搔痒啦，而是被什么逗得很开心。逗得很开心就会笑到脸变成粉红色的啦，是不是很好想象呢？但通常这种状况我们都会用被动，所以希望你记得哦，这边用的是被动的用法 be tickled pink。例如你今天看到你的朋友收到神秘仰慕者的花，整个春风得意，那你就可以说 She was tickled pink. She was tickled pink.最后呢，我们再来复习一遍今天的句子哦。Luke was tickled pink to get an A+ on the test. 很好，下次如果你看到有人被逗得很乐，别忘了拿出这个可爱的说法哦。小聚会，我们下次见，拜拜。
Luke was tickled pink to get an A+ on the test.
Luke was tickled pink to get an A+ on the test.
Kit Kat.
Hey, let me give you a hand.
哈哈，你要给我一只你的手，不要不要。
啊，我只不过想帮忙嘛。
来了 ，Can you help me?
I can give you a hand.
哎呦，不是，我现在是在忙，要搬东西。哎，算了啦，你不帮我自己搬。
嗯。看来表姐又误会我了，说我不想帮她。因为一般我们如果要请别人帮忙，都会用 help 这个字。可是呢，在口语上你知道吗？我们常常会说 need a hand 或者是 want a hand 来表示需要帮忙啊。这里的 hand 不是指手啦，是指帮忙的意思。所以刚刚我和表姐说的 I can give you a hand 就是表示我可以帮你哦。想想这是不是和中文的助你一臂之力有异曲同工之妙呢？另外，当我们用 give somebody a hand， 通常可能是因为对方手上在拿东西或是搬很重的东西的时候会用哦。For example， that looks really heavy. Let me give you a hand. Or can you give me a hand moving this table?另外呢，我们其实也可以用这个片语 lend a hand 来表示帮忙，不过这比较有着这个救援、救助的意思哦。我们来举个例子 ，For example, some celebrities traveled around Africa to lend a hand to the poor. 有些名人会到这个非洲帮忙或者是救助平民哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
俗话说助人为快乐之本，一般帮忙的英文我们都会用 help， 可是你知道吗？其实口语我们常会用 need a hand 来表示需要帮忙吗？同样的 can you give me a hand 就是表示你可以帮我一下，这里的 hand 都和我们中文的助人一臂之力有异曲同工之妙。
Presenting art to the world.
One of the museums was the work of Solomon's niece, Peggy Guggenheim. She worked in a bookstore in New York and met many artists. Later, she opened a gallery of modern art in London. But she always dreamed of opening her own museum. During World War II, the Nazis destroyed a lot of art in Europe. However, Peggy used her family's money to buy as much as she could. She was able to save many important works by artists like Pablo Picasso and Salvador Dali. Later in New York, she discovered the American artist Jackson Pollock. She supported him and made him famous. Finally, Peggy moved to Venice, Italy, and opened her dream museum, the Peggy Guggenheim Collection.
Niece. My brother's daughter is so cute. She's my favorite niece. My brother's daughter is so cute. She's my favorite niece. Saved. Donald climbed up the tree to save the cat. Donald climbed up the tree to save the cat. Discover. Justin Bieber became famous after he was discovered on YouTube. Justin Bieber became famous after he was discovered on YouTube. Support. Ken worked as a waiter to support himself through college. Ken worked as a waiter to support himself through college.